have me hold the presence and the awareness of the Divine Self for all to secure, for all to understand, for all to see. So when I said the word see, there's like a trembling. What they don't mean physically trembling, but there's like, they're saying like, they're still going, an avalanche of acquaintance. In English, we're being upgraded, and we're being upgraded by our own consent. This is so important that we understand. It's not like we're little mice and their research is experimenting with us, that we're the ones, our higher self, our higher best, our higher essence is calling us, is stroking us, is requesting us, is standing present for all to see. So all to see, we want to remember that we're going to keep increasing what it is that we're seeing. We're used to seeing everything at odds, meaning with that dualistic tendency in conflict, good, bad, right, wrong. And we're used to playing the judgment in our awareness continuously. So that's the old lifestyle. That's the old way of conducting business on planet Earth. What we're doing is moving a mile. So when they said moving a mile, I literally had an image of geography. I mean, just like a highway or a road. And just imagine there's like this earth, and then everything that's covering it is movable. So what they were showing me, it's like, to like, just imagine they're moving I-95 over a mile. That's literally what we're doing in terms of our progression, in terms of standing out and in our true broadcast, in terms of shifting our timeline into our new loves association. So when I said timeline, the energy, the ripple effect that is occurring is so luxurious, it's so wonderful. And they're saying it's so justified because we're properly prepared. What they mean by that is our heart is open, our heart staying steady. So all of us are, you know, we're all going through the shift together. And so all the old beliefs, all the old fears, all the old whatever, it's like all sitting in our lap. So we understand the process. But what we want to bring forth is the Christ resolution, meaning the light, meaning our higher essence, our higher self. And again, when they say Christ resolution, they are not talking about Christianity. They're talking about the truth, the truth that's been true always. So this is beyond the world's religions. This is really aligning with our light, aligning with heaven above. So heaven above is really the consciousness that is already ready. In other words, it's present, it's here. We already are. It's just that our consciousness is soon to understand. So every time that we say yes, every time we increase and multiply. So we want to remember that increase and multiply is our light, is they're saying is our tangible evidence. The more that we can just, how would I say that? Just sort of like admire the passerbys. In other words, form, nouns, people, places, and things. And remember that we're the first to go. So in other words, how we experience these nouns, how we experience these people, places, and things, including our own personhood, is going to be drastically different in a short while. So when they're saying a short mile, they're meaning like a short, they're saying short minutes, but very, very soon, when we think about how long each of us have been invested in a body mind on earth. So this is really literally right around the corner. So the more that we can assume the very best, so assume the very best is assuming the sunshine, assuming the light. And so we want to remember that this velocity, this frequency is going to carry us. So remember that imagery of like I-95, literally, like almost like you pull a sheet or a cover when you're making your bed. You know, it just sort of sashays over. Sometimes I pull my dog along for fun. You know, he sits on there and we just kind of shift him over. So literally, this is what's going on, is we're shifting into a new reality. We're shifting into a new placement. We're shifting into a new way to see. So this is so, so important, because how we see everything brings forth the ready establishment. In other words, when we see something with judgment, when we see something with open heart, when we see from our very best, that this is how we then create. So we're learning how to create from our magic. We're learning how to create from our frequency. We're learning how to create from our light. We're learning how to create from that place of love that is already inside of us. So all of us are extremely gifted, and all of us are extremely powerful, and all of us are already the seers. So in other words, we have an extension of light in our multidimensional aspect that is already seeing whole. Whole is no division. Whole is everyone's an aspect of the one self. So we want to remember all of that judgment when we're still judging ourselves or another. That's just judgment waiting to be used again. So we're learning how to release that. We're learning how to drop that. We're learning how to go on by. And we're learning how to secure our true place in heaven. Our true place in heaven is we're already one with our higher self. We're already one with our light. We're already one with love. So this love, it's not the conditional love. It's not the Hallmark card, I love you because you're so nice to me and you didn't have an affair on me. That's not the love. The love is the essence of our soul. It's the essence of who we are. It's the essence of what is holding everything together. In other words, it's that godly principle that is soon to be seen. This is the creator energy that we're now getting accustomed to. So this is where the miracles are going to start happening more often than not, because as we will stay awake, meaning leaving that old consciousness, moving into our restored value, there's nothing that we can't create. There's nothing that we can't bring forth that is in alignment with the best and highest good of all. So permit yourself to transfer your faith to this new place of understanding of self. The more that we can transfer our faith, the more that we can receive this true understanding of self, meaning that we are one with our I Am presence. We are one with our divinity. We are one with our light. We are one with our wholeness. And so we hold that, we profess that for ourselves and for all our brethren, all our brothers and sisters. So this is a very, how would I say that? Like, they're basically saying it's sort of like a very auspicious gathering, because we're all beginning to see, we're all beginning to notice. And so we're all going to feel it promptly. So this is where we may like judge ourselves and then give ourselves a break. We may think the worst and then hold our faith. And when we hold our faith, when we hold our light, when we hold our sacred knowledge, what we bring forth is our remedy. So instead of bickering, complaining, whining, being a victim, when we hold, that's the old energy, that's the separation consciousness. So we're releasing that at last. And so now it's sort of like we're releasing in order to gain. So when we have those clear channels, now the light can come in. Now the light can help us see. Now the light can totally consume us. So when they said consume, it just got very, 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 very bright. And it's going to get very, very bright more still. So allow yourself to surpass your expectations. So your expectations are what your linear mind can imagine. So if you only have two dimes and it's like, oh, I hope I get a third dime, or I hope I just get enough to pay my bill, or I hope I just, like, whatever. We're used to thinking very small, because we're used to being limited. We're used to being separate from our divinity. So all that is like going on by. Remember, because we're shifting into our new paradigm, we're shifting into our new placement, we're shifting into our new expansive evidence. So that evidence is the light, that evidence is our supreme value. So the more that you can feel that sensation, and again, it's like causing our heart to explode, because remember, when we're opening up to our divinity, when we're opening up to our proper station, we are the love, we are the light, and we create from that. And so the more that we understand that, the more we establish that, the more that we try that, we try this out, we literally become a new species, a new consciousness, a new way existing on the earth. So allow yourselves to travel with ease. Allow yourselves to rearrange. So rearranging is, it's literally like, I'm just seeing like the activation of, it's like, so whatever I was saying, it just sort of like overwhelmed me for a moment. Because this is occurring now. This is not like, okay, this is what's going to happen next year. This is actually here, right now in the present. And so the reason they're like emphasizing that is because, how would I say that? Like, our identity is so accustomed to stay in that dream state where we're just following our mind and we're following the past, that it, in a way we kind of need to be shooken up a little bit, and not in a harsh way, but just in a, are you noticing? Are you noticing now? Are you noticing yet? So that we can have our turn. So allow yourselves to receive grace, unending. So unending is the more we open up, the more we relax, the more we let go of the slumber. The slumber is, let me tell you about the pain from 20 years ago. Let me tell you the pain of last year. Versus, let me open up to the light, because when I do that, there will no longer be the pain. So this is where we're really, how would I say that? Almost like jumping off the page from how normal conversations occur, from how normal guidance occurs daily, because we're used to taking our guidance from the intellect, from the mind that has been programmed. We've been taught by well-meaning people that we're also programmed. So we just keep running on empty fuels. We keep running on empty. In the past, what we're doing is we're extending ourselves greatly. In other words, we're moving that miracle mile. We're moving into a new consciousness. We're moving into a new climax. We're moving into our new vicinity. So the more that we will receive, the more that we will respond, the more that we will commit. So when they said commit, what I love about it is they showed me the magician card. So commit, it's like, okay, if I have my light and I commit, well, now I can create good volume. So whether I pray for someone, I pray for a situation, I hold the faith, whatever it is, that quickening, they're saying, speaks volumes in that it creates, we're learning how to create with our light, we're learning how to create with our mastery, and we're learning, of course, how to create our destiny. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to be quickened, allow yourselves to assume your new natural setting. And so when we do that, there is instant change. That means everything we now come upon, all the many little, I don't want to say many, my apologies, a couple of issues or problems or disruptions that you may have, or maybe you don't have any at all, but all that now has that love's advantage. So the point is that you're now responding to it in a new frequency. So here's the gift. What you now see, what you now understand is on the quantum range. So what you just saw from the linear mind, that's already gone. That's already passed by. Now you're receiving in a new broadcast. You're receiving in a new light. So what's available to you is significantly changed. So allow that to occur. Allow that to be given. Allow that to be fortified. In other words, agreed. And as you do that, excuse me, they're saying you will be the light of the world. Because again, you're holding the light. And so the more that you self-activate, the more that you say yes, we want to understand that each of us are then the tuning fork to serve the other, to serve another again and again. And so again, what we're professing, what we're agreeing to, has an exponential advantage beyond what we understand. So you're sitting there in your house, in your office, laying on your bed, whatever, and you're thinking, well, this is just for me and me alone. But understand that we're a collective, where it's unity, we're really one, we're not individual like we believe we are. So everything we do for one and the same. We do with our significant strength, and they're showing me the spiritual strength card, because we each are powerful. And that's so important that we receive that, because now we're going to start paying attention. If we're thinking negative, if we're talking negative, and we're really so powerful, we may want to rethink that. We may want to just start over again. We may want to release that. In addition, when we're holding that light, when we have love's advantage, we can create a climax. We can create change. And this is the point we've been creating unconsciously. Now we're going to create with our new lifestyle. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to be orchestrated. In other words, when I say orchestrated, it's like I just see someone being led to their new seat, their new domicile, their new appointment. So receive, receive, receive on behalf of the collective, on behalf of your new life standing. So there's someone that's asking, like, can I ask to receive more? Yes, of course you can. Your higher self is always dictating, so you're not going to receive more light than you can handle or manage, because of course that wouldn't serve you. But your readiness is observed, meaning you're, how would I say that? When I'm receiving you, it's like you're checking yourself out, and you're like, yeah, I can step up even more. So this is the point. It's like we're not waiting on spirit. Spirit's waiting on us. We're not waiting on the masters. We're not waiting on our master self. Our master self is helping us to try, helping us to coordinate, helping us to integrate. So the more that we're proactive, the more that we stand ready. And again, remember, there's a responsibility to it, not to make it harsh. But if you're holding more light, you want to be able to manage that. So that's where we're learning how to manage. We're learning and how to create. We're learning how to create consciously. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is.